A couple weeks ago, I visited the Santa Fe trailer park where Claudia Lopez lives. She wore a new set of gray and pink workout clothes. She says she just got back from her job teaching Zumba classes.
Me encanta bailar.
I love to dance. It's what I love to do.
In the 12 years since Lopez moved from Mexico City to Santa Fe, she says she's had many jobs, cleaning houses and yards and waitressing to support her three kids. She shows me photos in a glittery frame.
These are the two kids that I brought with me when we crossed from Mexico. And that's my third son, who was born here. And that's my dreamer son. He's 17, and in May he'll graduate from Capital High School.
Every weekday, she drops her kids off at three different schools. It's a typical morning routine for a busy parent. But the ability to get from point A to point B quickly and safely, that's something Lopez does not take for granted.
Having a license helps a lot.
Her sister lives in Atlanta, which is not a sanctuary city. Lopez says she had to drive to Georgia when her sister's grandson was born.
Her grandson was born at night, so we had to drive her to the hospital at night. And of course, my sister was happy, but at the same time, I felt so sad. Because she couldn't drive to go see her grandson and her daughter-in-law when she wanted to see how they were, how the birth went. So there is a huge difference.
Of course, being able to drive isn't the only difference. Since 1999, Santa Fe has had non-discrimination policies saying that city resources cannot be used to enforce federal immigration laws. That means police don't inquire about immigration status, and they don't contact federal immigration authorities about people who may be in the country illegally. Critics claim that these policies attract immigrants who commit dangerous crimes. President Trump recently claimed that sanctuary cities, quote, breed crime. But the president has not offered evidence to support that claim. In fact, the Washington Post reported last week, research shows cities that adopted sanctuary policies have seen either no change or a drop in crime rates. For Claudia Lopez, Santa Fe's sanctuary status meant she was able to get herself out of a dangerous situation. Lopez is a survivor of domestic violence, and she says she felt comfortable calling the cops when she needed to.
For one, I could call the police and not feel like I was going to be discriminated against. I was able to go to court. I got representation. I got support from shelters and other organizations, and ultimately, therapy.
A few years ago, Lopez joined Somos Un Pueblo Unido, a statewide organization that has been advocating for immigrants' civil rights since the late 90s. Lately, she's been busy with petitions and meetings, raising support for the resolution before the city council. And while Trump's actions have caused fear and uncertainty in her community, Lopez says they're not going anywhere.
This president is actually making us stronger. We have battled for a long time against our governor. She wanted to take away our licenses. She didn't want to give us our tax refunds. So now, we will have to keep fighting against this president. With all the resources we have, we will overcome.
The new sanctuary resolution does more than just reaffirm Santa Fe's existing policies.
It's not symbolic. What it is providing a stronger legal framework.
That's Marcela Diaz. She's the executive director of Somos Un Pueblo Unido. She says the resolution would create a confidentiality policy and provide for the translation of more city documents into Spanish. The resolution also takes issue with the threat made by President Trump to pull all federal funding from so-called sanctuary cities. Diaz says there's legal precedent to say the federal government can't do that.
The 10th Amendment and subsequent interpretations of the 10th Amendment through various cases make it very clear that the federal government cannot compel our cities and our counties and our states to enforce federal immigration laws or federal laws or programs in general, including federal immigration laws. And that furthermore, they can't use funding as a way to coerce our cities to and counties to do so.
Santa Fe isn't alone in its commitment to sanctuary. Taos, Española, and Rio Riba County already have sanctuary-like policies. Similar proposals are also being considered in the Albuquerque City Council and in the state legislature. Those do not have the support of Albuquerque Mayor Richard Berry nor Governor Susana Martinez. The sanctuary resolution in Santa Fe will go to a vote before the full city council on February 22nd. For KSFR, I'm Hannah Colton.